Kesuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Kol Shibbeth HaYomim, all 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim, Hu Zorek et Adam. The Kohen Gadol himself is Zorek the Dam into the Mizbeach from the Tamei Shel Shachar and Bein Arbayim. Umakdir et HaKtores. He is the one that is Makdir the Ktores. Umetiv et HaNeros. And he clears out the Neros from the Afer of the Psilos of the previous day's Hadlaka. Umakriv et HaRosh ve et HaRegel. He brings to the Mizbeach the Rosh and the Regel of the Tamid. The reason being, because since the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim is kosher only with the Kohen Gadol, he has to be prepared to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. Ushar Koyamim, the rest of the year, Emratza Lahakriv Makriv. If he chooses to be Makriv, he could be Makriv any Korban he chooses. Even though the Kohanim are divided into 24 Mishmaros, into 24 different groups, and that Mishmor has exclusive right to do the Avodah on their week, but the Kohen Gadol can supersede them and do the Avodah himself. The Kohen Gadol, Makriv Chelek Barosh, the Kohen Gadol has the right to bring any Korban he chooses, Venotel Chelek Barosh. He also has the right to take any portion he chooses from the portions that are given to the Kohanim from the Korbanos. He has the right to take up to half, and the rest would be divided among the Mishmor of that week. Sachas Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Masru Lo, Zkenim, Mezikne Bezdin. Zkenim from the Sanhedrin were brought to the Kohen Gadol each one of these 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim. Bekorin Lefana B'Seder HaYom. These Zkenim read in front of him the Seder of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, which is found in Parshas Achrimos, in order that the Kohen Gadol should know the Dinim of the Avodah. Be'omrim Lo, and the Zkenim say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Kra Asa B'Ficha, read the Parsha yourself. Shema Shachasta, maybe you forgot the Parsha. O Shema Lo Lamadata, maybe you never learned it. Even though the Kohen Gadol was supposed to be greater than all the Kohanim in Chachma, Noi, Koach, and Osher, so how could it be that he did not know the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim? The answer is, in Bayi Sheni, the Kohanim would bribe the Melech in order to be appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, and not all of them were right to be Kohen Gadol. This is from the portions that are given to the Kohanim from the Korbanos. He has the right to take up to half, and the rest would be divided among the Mishmor of that week. Sachas Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Masru Lo, Zkenim, Mezikne Bezdin. Zkenim from the Sanhedrin were brought to the Kohen Gadol each one of these 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim. Bekorin Lefana B'Seder HaYom. These Zkenim read in front of him the Seder of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, which is found in Parshas Achrimos, in order that the Kohen Gadol should know the dinim of the Avodah. Be'omrim Lo, and the Zkenim say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Kra Asa B'Ficha, read the Parsha yourself. Shema Shachasta, maybe you forgot the Parsha. O Shema Lo Lamadata, maybe you never learned it. Even though the Kohen Gadol was supposed to be greater than all the Kohanim in Chachma, Noi, Koach, and Osher, so how could it be that he did not know the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim? The answer is, in Bayi Sheni, the Kohanim would bribe the Melech in order to be appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, and not all of them were right to be Kohen Gadol. Erev Yom HaKippurim Sachris, Erev Yom HaKippurim in the morning, Mamidim Oso Bishar Mizrach, the Kohen Gadol was placed by the eastern gate of the Beit HaMikdash, Umavirin Lefana Parim Ve'elim Ukvasim. Cows, rams, and sheep were passed in front of him. These are the animals that are brought on Yom HaKippurim. In order that the Kohen Gadol should be familiar with the Avodah that he has to do on Yom HaKippurim.